Good morning.
Good morning. This is Sue from Girl Scouts of Alaska. How are you this morning?
I am doing fine. Mike Malevsky here in the studio at Radio Free Palmer. And you are the CEO of the Girl Scouts of Alaska, or is it Alaska Girl Scouts?
Girl Scouts of Alaska.
Okay. Welcome. I appreciate your calling in right now. We'd like to interview you about what's happening.
I'm delighted to talk about what our girls are doing.
Sue, how long have you been with the Girl Scouts of Alaska?
I've been CEO here for 2 years.
2 years. And had you had previous involvement with Girl Scouts?
Not since I was a youngster.
Oh, well.
So this is my first adult experience with Girl Scouts, and it's been lots of fun.
Okay. The Girl Scouts of Alaska, that's a large organization with, as I understand, representation all over Alaska. Just how large would you say the Girl Scouts of Alaska is?
Girl Scouts of Alaska represents girls in the state south of Mount McKinley.
Okay.
So we have girls in southeast Alaska, girls in southwest Alaska, out in the Aleutians, girls down in Kenai Peninsula, down in Kodiak Island, and, of course, in Anchorage and the Matsu Valley.
Ah, okay. And in terms of overall numbers?
We have almost 6,000 girls.
Okay.
And what really powers our system is a fabulous group of 1,500 adult volunteers.
Wow.
And our adult volunteers are troop leaders, they're presenters at workshops, they're mentors and role models, they're coaches for Lego robotics and all kinds of other fun jobs that really inspire the girls.
Well, you mentioned something like Lego robotics. I'm reminded to think that Girl Scouts have been around for a long time, and it's possible that people have some image about Girl Scouts and what they do that may not be updated.
Girl Scouts is a very progressive organization. We believe that the girls should lead and adults guide. And with girl leadership, we really get modernized every single day. So we present activities that the girls want to do, all instilled with a leadership curriculum. Our signature event in here in Alaska is called Women of Science and Technology Day, and we host that in between 10 and 15 communities across the state, typically in conjunction with the University of Alaska. So we will run the event on campus in a variety of cities, and where professional women who are scientists and engineers come in and run workshops with the girls, and really challenge girls and inspire girls to think about studying and to think about pursuing careers in the sciences and technology.
Oh, okay. Now, science and technology has been a facet of the Girl Scout program for a while, but it sounds as if it's taken on a new position, more prominent these days.
Well, it's certainly one of our major areas. We also run summer camp in about 40 communities across the state.
Okay.
And every girl is welcome to attend. You don't have to be in a troop. Any girl can go to Girl Scout summer camp. And we have a fabulous property out in Wasilla, a 400-acre camp property called Camp Toga Woods. And that's a really nice, rustic, girls sleep in canvas tents up on wood platforms. There's not very much electricity, there's not very much plumbing, and they just it's on Three Mile Lake, and the girls just have a terrific time. We also have a day camp in Chugiak called Camp Singing Hills, and Singing Hills is on Edmonds Lake, and that has trails. There are yurts for programs and activities, and girls are able to canoe, to kayak, and just to have a terrific time.
Oh, that's very impressive. Now, in the other areas about, you spoke about the southeast, southwest, do you have similar locations?
In other areas, we rent locations from other folks. So
okay.
We don't maintain the property, but we run camps with the same curriculum.
And you spoke about 1,500 people that are involved. Are the majority of those people leaders that have had previous experience with Girl Scouts?
Most have had previous Girl Scout experience, but certainly not all. We have many people who get involved because their children or their grandchildren want to participate. We have folks who just want to really enrich the lives of girls in the community who find a way to get involved. And we have adult volunteers in roles from our board of directors are all adult volunteers. Our troop leaders are all adult volunteers. And we have adult volunteers come into the office and help address envelopes. So they really make our system go.
Okay. Now, you spoke about an office, and I understand that, that much of what happens with Girl Scouts is scattered about in a variety of places, but you do have an office. Would that be in Anchorage?
We have actually two office spaces.
Mm-hmm.
One is in Anchorage, and that's where I'm located. We also have an office in Juneau, not too far from the Capitol.
Ah, okay. All right. And what would you say, as you look on over the next few years, would be further development of your programs? What do you see evolving?
What I see happening is reaching into more communities. We do a very good job serving areas where we have traditionally been, but we are looking to serve every girl in the state. And as we do that, we will be in, we are certainly have troops in Palmer.
Right.
But we're not in every neighborhood, and we would like to be.
Ah, okay. If people wanted more information, I'm guessing you have a website, Facebook, those kind of
we
things?
We do. We have both a website and Facebook. Our website is www.girlscoutsalaska.org. We also have a membership person who is responsible for the Palmer area. So if you've got any questions, please feel free to call Jeannie.
Okay.
And you can either reach her here in the office, which is 248-2250.
248-2250, okay.
Or her direct line is 376-3822, and that's Jeannie Kenworthy. And she can, if girls are looking to find troops or to get involved in other Girl Scout activities, she can guide you to the right spot. We are also always looking for adult volunteers. So if there are adults out there listening in, both men and women who would like to volunteer to help really build the next generation of leaders to really inspire girls, give us a shout and we can find a role for you.
Okay. Any last comments?
Well, I'd just like to say hello to all the Girl Scouts and Girl Scout alums out there who are listening in. We like to hear from you all the time, and we're proud that you're part of our organization.
All right. Well, thank you, Sue, for calling in, and I'm believing that listeners will have a bit more information about the Girl Scouts than they had to this point.
Terrific. Thank you for having me, Mike.
All right. Take care now. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye now.